With me is Mark Chatfield of Rosie, and they've got a reunion show coming up on Thursday. Check that, Friday the 23rd at the LC Pavilion, part of the Miller Lite Concert Series there. Mark, what is going on in the world of Rosie?
Show. Same old, you know, come in a few days early and rehearse, but really everybody's really glad to be in Columbus. You know, there's only two of the guys live here now. So the rest of us, you know, have to fly in from various places around the United States.
And where are you at now? Where are you living?
I'm still living in Las Vegas.
Cool.
Bobby's in California and Carl's in Florida.
And everybody comes in for a big reunion Friday night at the LC Pavilion. And you got Willie Phoenix and the Soul Underground involved. We'll get into that later. But you mentioned that, yeah, the guys got to get together and practice. Practice is still an important part of your regime, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, especially when we only play every year or sometimes it's been a couple of years. And, you know, it's not that we don't remember the songs, we do, but, you know, it's good to come in and acclimate ourselves with playing with each other again.
Let me ask you, you're on stage and you look over to these guys and you're in everybody's in their groove. Is that special feeling still, do you still feel that special feeling?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, when it's happening right and you just know, I mean, yeah, you don't have to look at somebody for a cue, for example. You know, it's there and, you know, you'll see it on stage. We'll turn around and look at each other and give each other a little smile or a little wink or something. And yeah, it's still a really great feeling.
That's wonderful. That's great. So, what can people expect about what time you guys might hit the stage on Friday night?
Well, Willie's going on at 8. We're going on at 9. And we are doing, you know, a lot of the songs that people want to hear. And, but we've also brought out a couple of our songs that we haven't probably done at a reunion ever. And we're also going to do a couple of songs that we've never, ever played before.
Wow. So you give yourself a little challenge. That keeps things sharp, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, you know, and I don't want to sound negative, but even we get tired of these songs sometimes. You know, we need a little shot of adrenaline with something new here and there.
Right, right. And so it keeps it fresh for you guys as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Rosie Reunion, Friday night, LC Pavilion with Willie Phoenix and the Soul Underground. You've worked with Willie before, haven't you? Because he's been around for so long as well.
Oh yeah, I mean Willie and I have been friends for probably since the mid 70s, and you know I have just got the utmost respect for him. You know he just perseveres, and I don't know if he still does it, but he used to either write a song or record a song every day.
Really?
And, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. He is a seriously talented individual.
We had him for our food truck festival this past summer here in our parking lot and just blistering on stage.
Oh yeah. He's got more energy than my whole band put together.
Mark, do you still feel the need to write songs too? Or do song ideas still pop in your head?
They do. I still write and record at home some. As far as doing it for Rosie, though, because we're not really together, it's really hard for us to get together and write songs. And, you know, we like to develop things for a while before we would play them in front of people. And that just hasn't, you know, because of where we all live, it just hasn't really been able to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so what I hear you saying, it really is a group effort, isn't it? Rosie is a group effort.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you'll see somebody's name on a song, but you know, usually that's the person that comes in with the idea. A lot of them, you know, there's some that Carl has written himself. There's some that I've written myself. Carl and I have collaborated on a lot of things. But even when we bring them in with, you know, I'll bring in music, Carl will put some words to it, we depend on everybody else in that band to put the right parts in there.
Yeah.
And they do. And it just always worked really well that way.
That's great. Talking with Mark Chatfield of Rosie Friday night at the LC Pavilion. Any lasting words? Any more words of encouragement? Should people buy a ticket? Why should they come see Rosie again at the LC Pavilion Friday night?
Well, because it's a bunch of old guys that can still really rock and roll. Absolutely. I mean, it's also a great place to see people that you haven't seen for a long, long, long time.
Oh, you're right. That's true. It is a great get-together. Yeah, a lot of great people, a lot of great Rosie fans all know each other and stay in touch. Very true. Very true.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to let you know that we I called Paul McCartney and I asked him if they wanted to maybe play, hang around in Columbus and play before Willie played, but unfortunately, you know, they had another commitment, so they couldn't stay.
I'm either hearing sarcasm or a sense of a little sense of truth there.
I'll leave it like that.
Okay, Mark Chatfield of Rosie, Friday night at the LC Pavilion. Great talking to you, Mark.
You too, Joe. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was...